Let's find the body. It hasn't wandered anywhere, and yet it may be at some distance from the mind. And we find the body. You may find it helpful to really feel your feet and your bottom. In your hands, and with an upright and dignified posture, with a friendly awareness, feeling into the breathing. And with each out-breath, letting your awareness sink more deeply into the body. Letting the body sink into that tender, gentle support of the earth, of gravity. With each out-breath, we can feel more and more grounded, more and more supported by the earth. And you might find it helpful, as I do, to really feel the out-breath going down your arms to your hands, and your hands resting more deeply. Sense of the weight. And feeling too the out-breath allowing you to sink more deeply into your chair, cushion, bench, feeling the gentle pressure at your bottom. Feeling too that nice sinking, releasing feeling down through the legs to the feet. Becoming more and more earth connected, grounded. And while we continue to sit in an upright, dignified way, through the torso, the face and head, with a friendly interest in our experiences, we can find perhaps that it's very helpful to cultivate presence by repeatedly grounding through the out-breath, through the arms to the hands, the bottom, and down the legs to the feet, really cultivating a stable presence with the breath, the hands, the bottom, legs and feet. Noticing the multitude of sensations in the hands. So much to notice here. As we let the body sink more deeply into the earth with each out-breath. The sense of gentle pressure at our bottoms is undeniable. We can feel into it again and again with each out-breath as a way to ground. So, too, the feet, like the hands, there's a great deal we can feel here. And breathing down to the feet and just feeling those sensations, becoming more and more grounded in the body, connected to the earth, and present. Now, as attention wanders, as it surely will, we can keep coming back to this tripod of hands, bottom, feet as a way to bring ourselves back into this moment, back to presence. those other experiences, yes, to be known, accepted, and yet not sought after, not grasped. For now, let's just let them move through as we continually cultivate presence through body. And from this place of hopefully some embodied presence, we can begin to ask ourselves what we're grateful for. Perhaps grateful for this body and its capacity for present moment awareness. This practice of cultivating presence through body. Bringing gratitude, thanks to this community. All who are here today, remembering those who aren't. With thanks. Noticing sensations of gratitude, of thanks through the body. the unconditional support of the earth, gravity. Feel into it yet again. With each breath, we can give thanks for the air and our lungs. Capacities to hear these instructions, to hear the bells, to hear one another. And for this life we've been given, this precious human life, and all of the wonders it affords. And so in the silence, letting yourself be aware of what's important to you that you're grateful for, you're thankful for, offering an inner bow of thanks. Perhaps some family, friends, comfortable home, food. Your pets, and feel into each item through the body. Watch your heart open to each. Feel the nourishment of each item that pops up. As best you can, keeping that sense of embodied presence through hands, bottom, and feet, so that the mind doesn't spin off. And in these last couple of minutes of our practice, allow yourself to engage with three items in particular. And as Rick Hansen would recommend, have the experience, really enrich it in the heart-mind, and absorb it into the heart-mind-body. See if you can take about 30 seconds for each item. And noticing benefits from the practice of engaging in gratitude, of cultivating presence through the body in this way. And taking whatever merits there have been from the practice into the next few moments, into our time together, perhaps into the weekend and beyond. And listening to the bells to finish.